Feeling run down, restless, or like your body just won't switch off? Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers features 7 forms of bioavailable magnesium to support sleep, recovery, and your body's stress response. And now there's Magnesium Breakthrough Advanced 10, their most complete formula yet, featuring 10 bioavailable forms of magnesium, plus active vitamin B6 and ionic trace materials to support uptake. Head to bioptimizers.com and use code MFM for 15% off your order. That's bioptimizers.com. Code MFM.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
Wendy here's in a tough spot, man. I don't know how to get out of this one except to just run. Flee, girl, flee.
Oh, well, I can't really flee because these are some of my best girlfriends. I have a really close circle of girlfriends, and we were out a couple of weeks ago, and me and one of my girlfriends are pretty tight because we hang out every day, or we at least try to catch up every day on the phone and have phone conversations. Well, we have a mutual friend who we haven't seen in a while who's been kind of MIA doing her own thing, but we were all really in this tight-knit circle, the three of us. So we are really, really close girlfriends. Well, we all met up a couple of weeks ago and just to catch up with each other and see how we're doing. And my best friend pulled me aside and she was like, have you noticed anything different with our mutual friend? And I'm like, well, no. She was like, she's put on some weight. And I'm like, what do you mean she's put on some weight? She's like,
did you honestly not notice or were you being nice?
I was being a little generous.
Okay.
I was being a little generous in the conversation because, I mean, I'm not one to comment on anybody's weight. I don't like my weight commented on. But she was like, yeah, her fingers are puffy.
Oh my God, she went puffy fingers on her.
Oh, she just went off on like how, like, because
she was brutal about it.
She was pretty brutally honest on how much weight that she thought my friend had gained.
And everything that you could point to when somebody gains weight, puffy fingers, I would think, would be last on the list.
Oh, she mentioned it all. Mm. Like, she mentioned how unflattering her outfit was, like how much bigger her arms had gotten, her face had gotten. And
was she being catty about it or was she being concerned about it?
Like, she was being somewhat concerned because, I mean, our friend's always been pretty thin and weight conscious. And
how much weight do you think she's gained?
4 pounds.
Probably not very much, but I mean, she looked healthy to me. She didn't look overweight to me. She didn't look fat to me, but
it was a noticeable difference.
It was a little bit of a difference than when we had seen her last time, but it's been a couple of months since we've really all hung out together.
What you want to call it? 15 pounds?
I don't want to say.
Number doesn't matter. The fact is that
it was enough to be noticeable. Is, well, really,
the question that Wendy got asked is what, well, the issue is, because,
well, my close friend, the one that didn't gain the weight, asked me, she goes, if it were you, I would just tell you. Like, I would say, Wendy, what happened? And then she was like, I don't know.
Why, though? Because she knows.
Yeah, she knows she gained weight.
Maybe it's not like she's unaware that her clothes are tighter. Yeah. Or when she looks in the mirror, she feels heavier. Yeah. I mean, your friend who gained weight knows she gained weight.
And what are you supposed to say?
Nothing. Well, I say nothing.
What did your friend want you to say?
Well, no, she asked me how to tell her. Like, it was like, do I just come out and... I'm like, you don't really say anything, but she's legitimately concerned.
Because she thinks she doesn't know that she's gained weight?
I don't know. But she was like, I would sit you down and tell you that you gained weight if it were you.
But wouldn't you already know? If you had gained enough weight for your best friend to notice, wouldn't you be like, duh, yeah, I know. I've been having a hard time, or, yeah, I've been, you know... Whatever it is.
Because more than likely, I mean, the worst case scenario is that she's going through something. So it'd be more like, how's life? What's going on? But never bring up the weight. That's just, I just think it's so rude.
So best friends, best girlfriends even can never say anything about their weight to each other.
Well, I think that you would bring it up with your friend. Like if I had just recently gained weight, I would come to Melissa and be like, dude, I have put on 10 or 15 pounds. Like, I don't know what to do about it. And then you can talk about it.
And then best friend's like, say, well, not really. I don't see what, you know, like, I think that.
I did notice your fingers.
Weight's a horrible thing for a woman to
talk
about.
It is. But then Melissa could say, well, you know, I've been working out. Do you want to come and join me or whatever else? Then you can talk about it. But I don't think it's something that the woman has to bring up on her own.
And if she's gained, if she's gained 50 pounds, you know, maybe that there's an issue. But I'm assuming that your friend probably gained 5 or 10 instead of like 50.
20?
Probably about 20.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's not my business to tell her. I think she still looks great.
How long has it been since you've seen her?
It's been probably about 4 months since really hung out together.
That's a fun 4 months right there. If you put on 20 pounds.
You don't know what's going on in her life.
That's well done. That's a lot of pasta. That's good.
I want to get into the head of your friend that didn't lose the weight, though. Like, so what would be the motivation? Because she knows the same thing you guys know right now. She knows that if you put 20 pounds
maybe
on.
Maybe not, though. If she's been skinny her whole life and never struggled with weight, I don't think she can quite empathize with somebody who's maybe gained weight and lost it again or whatever. If your friend's always been super skinny, she's just doing it to be critical.
But haven't you guys told us before that weight is always on a woman's mind?
Yeah, this friend who's gained the weight knows that she's gained the weight, and she's self-conscious about it. And the worst thing you can do is just randomly say, hey, you put on some weight. That would be devastating, and you wouldn't be friends anymore. If somebody came up to me and said that, I mean, I'm fully aware. And then if they said it to me, I agree with Jen. When Jen just said that she's doing it to be critical, I wouldn't trust why you're doing it, and I wouldn't be friends with you anymore.
877-588-BERT, 877-588-2378. Good morning, Nathan. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. How you doing today?
What's happening, man?
Not much. Hey, look, best friends and all, family and all that bit, it's shallow. Don't worry about it. You don't have to say anything. If you're friends, you're friends.
Yeah, it just seems like
it's not even a topic.
It's just awkward. Agreed. It's just awkward because when we were hanging out, it was like she was almost embarrassed to be seen with my other friend. And we've been so close. Like, we've been super close, tight-knit group, and now I don't know what to do because I'm in the middle of this weight thing. And
you should take yourself right out of it. Yeah, I mean, there is no need for you to be in the middle of anything at all at this point.
And you're not as close as you think. I mean, I agree with the last caller. He just said that's shallow. When if you're friends, you're friends. It doesn't matter if your friend gets fat, thin, whatever. You're friends, and I just think that's I don't think you're as close as, or they're as close as you think.
You have zero responsibility to get in on this.
Right, or your skinny friend values friendship in a different way. Like, she values friends that are going to make her look better, or that she can go out with and look pretty with and attract guys with and all that kind of stuff, which means she's not really being a real friend to you either.
I guess not, because maybe she would sit me down.
Yeah, maybe she likes you right now because she feels like you're thin and pretty and popular and people know your name and you're on the radio and let's all hang out because you can bring me some popularity. But I don't want to hang out. You know, if she's saying this about the girl who's gained weight, she's like, I don't want to hang out with her anymore. Mm-hmm. Then she's friends with people for all the wrong reasons.
Hey, Ray, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi. I just wanted to say that me and my best friend are like, we can say anything to each other. And I feel like if Wendy's super close with her, then she should be able to say, you know, she should be able to tell her. But if it's not like they're super close, then I don't know if I would.
And I think that if you're best friends and you're super close, then you're able to gain weight and still be friends. I think you should have the freedom to be able to have, you know, your weight change and it not be an issue.
I don't think so. I think there should be a scale in your apartment.
not in the apartment, outside the door.
Yeah, because you can't let them inside.
With a display. With a display, like, inside the apartment. So when somebody rings your doorbell, you just go through the intercom. Please step on the scale.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a weigh-in for a big boxing match? That's what you need to have every time she comes on.
Or when they'll come in, you know, tell her, don't go to the kitchen, whatever you do. And then that'll make her feel really comfortable.
Celery sticks.
Yeah.
Just have like rope around the kitchen.
Oh.
I've prepared some vegetables for you. Can you bring me the Doritos while you're bringing those back?
Sandy, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't think she ought to tell her anything because, trust me, she knows it already. I've had a friend that has told me that, and we really don't speak. I mean, it was the most opportune time. I was at my mother-in-law's funeral, and she walked up and said, I'm joining Weight Watchers. Would you like to join with me? I've seen your habits struggling with weight. And I just, we don't get along anymore.
Yeah, I bet you don't.
I think I would have punched her. At a funeral, then you come up and tell me to join Weight Watchers.
Just a quick chop
yeah,
to the throat.
Just a little bit. You know, nobody has to see.
This is like a great example that I've said this before, too, that I feel like sometimes, as a general statement, women just create drama. Like, there's really no reason to have this kind of drama at all. There's no reason at all for your friend to put you in this situation. There's no reason for your friend to bring up the weight gain to her other girlfriend. This is just, like, unnecessary drama where dudes run away from drama at all costs as fast as we can. Women somehow figure out a way to stir it up, man, and get in the middle of it.
Well, it seems really catty of your skinny friend to do that. And what guys would do is just make fun of each other to their faces.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be like, hey, fatty, why don't you go get another burger?
Let me try that one. Guys don't care about their weight, right, so that wouldn't affect them.
Exactly.
It's the beauty of being a guy.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in. And if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.